Welcome to The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. This week's story is from Rose Savko, whose family immigrated to Southern Illinois from Italy. In just a moment, her memories of the old Benton Library.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
I am so pleased to see how busy our library is and how many people take advantage of its services. I hope the young people who use the building will have as many pleasant memories about it as I have of the old building. The first library that I remember was the stately two-story white house built on the same site as this library. It was donated to the city of Benton by Robert Cleveland, and his portrait hung by the front door. It showed a pleasant, white-haired, grandfatherly-looking old gentleman, and it was certainly the most elegant building I had ever been in. I loved walking up the front steps, across the veranda, and pushing open the heavy front door. When Mama learned that we could check out books from the library at no cost, she encouraged us to do so. We could check out 3 books at a time and keep them for 2 weeks. But my sister Mickey and I usually made 2 trips a week. It was less than a 10-minute walk from our house on Wilson Street, up the cinder path to Cavalli's store, then the path between the store and my Uncle Pete's house, across the old C&EI Railroad, up Plum Street past Petroff's Slaughterhouse to South Commercial, and then north across the Union Pacific track, and we would cut diagonally across the backyard of the library. The main room was a large expanse of polished brown linoleum floor, and the bookcases reached to the ceiling. There were a few pieces of dark wicker furniture in the northeast corner of the room, but I never saw anyone sitting there. The librarian's desk was in an alcove on the south side of the room. The librarian was a Miss Sieber. She was a beautiful young lady. She wore lovely dresses, and she always smelled so good. She had a one-word vocabulary, shh. I could never understand why it was so important for us to be so quiet, because she and Mickey and I were often the only ones in the building. But we remembered to speak in whispers and not cough unless we were choking to death, just like in church. Children's books were in a small room in the back. Bookshelves were not as high, and there was a long, low table with 6 or 8 small chairs, just my size. I loved that room. Mickey helped me pick out books she thought I would like. I was sure she had already read all the books in that room. I read about Heidi and Mrs. Wiggs and the Cabbage Patch, Nancy Drew, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn. Every trip to the library was an adventure. When we graduated from the 8th grade, we were allowed to take books from the front room. The first book I selected was Uncle Tom's Cabin. I read and I cried, and I read and I cried, and I cried until my eyes were swollen. Mama did not understand what I was reading and took the book away from me with instructions to Mickey to return the book to the library. So I had to wait until my next trip to check it out and finish reading it. A long stairway led to the 2nd floor, and that was reserved for reference books. A small alcove on the north side contained reference medical books high up on the top shelf. If one very quietly pushed a chair over and climbed up, one could find the most absolutely unbelievable, eye-popping, jaw-dropping information. That was where I got my sex education. I have so often bragged to my daughters that in all the years I belonged to the library, I never had an overdue book. That would have meant paying 2 cents per book per day as penalty. I like to think it proved that I was such an exceptionally responsible child. They claim it just shows how obsessive compulsive I am. We had married and moved away from Benton when the library burned, but Mama sent newspaper pictures. I was pregnant at the time, as I usually was, and everyone knows how emotional pregnant women are. I was devastated. The thought of that elegant old building and all those lovely books burning was more than I could handle. I sat at the kitchen table and cried. One of the younger girls asked Mary Ann, who was 6 or 7 at the time, why Mama was crying. Mary Ann shrugged. "Oh, some old building in Benton burned," she explained. Little could they understand the many, many, many pleasant memories I had of that old building. I now understand that the library was an escape from the grim reality of our lives. I most sincerely hoped that the young people of today who walk through those heavy doors of the library will develop and cherish similar pleasant memories.
That's Rose Savko, a longtime Benton resident. Her story is part of WSIU's Listening Project and was recorded during the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. The Listening Project chronicles the history of our region by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.